Our next storyteller is about as opposite from a newcomer as you can get. Meaning that when the red-eyed fly was a dip in the prehistoric terrain here in Austin, we a trace of his spirit passed and blessed this place. Our next storyteller, I believe, came to South by Southwest when he was 9? 17. He was 17. I remember the days when South by Southwest was young enough that you had to, like, if you had a minor amongst you, you had to, like, usher them in between different venues. Like we would have to go to places. Nikolai, did we have to, like, sneak you into places or something? Yeah, there were several felonies committed that first year you came. And all us perpetrated with you as an accomplice. And he's been here since, right? Damn, man. And so we've seen him, like, grow up and graduate from college and, like, acquire property and fall in love and get jobs and cut his hair and grow another couple of inches. And it's really, like, amazing. If you stay here long enough, it's not just Austin that changes. It's not just the conference changes, people that change, too. And he has been a really tremendous friend to Frey Cafe and a tremendous friend to South by Southwest Interactive. If you want to know who has the largest personal archive of everything that has ever happened at South by Southwest Interactive, it is a young man from my home state of Michigan. Please welcome to the stage, Nikolai Nolan.
So I have a story about the time I went camping. It only mildly involves poop. So around the time I was 12-ish, my family planned to go camping. We lived in Upper Michigan at the time. I lived in Marquette, which is like the biggest town in Upper Michigan, which still isn't saying much. And when I found out we were going camping, I wasn't too impressed. I've never been much of an outdoorsy person. My mom said, no, we'll be fine. I mean, we still have like electricity and stuff. So I dealt with it. I figured, well, we have electricity. I might as well like bring my little portable TV and my boombox. And I would have brought my Nintendo, but the connections didn't work on the TV. And so we went off to a campground in somewhere in Upper Michigan. It was me, my mom, her husband at the time, and also her a family that was a friends of hers, Linda and Scott. And their three kids, Josh and Zach, who are about my age, and Trevor, who is 4 years old. He really loved to remind us of that all the time, because once he heard someone say the big 4-0, he would always tell everybody he was the big 4, and that was all he wanted to talk about. We got to the campground, and there was some questionable thing near one of the picnic tables that we didn't really want to be around. So we ended up moving after we started packing, we had to repack and move to a different campsite. The first day was pretty uneventful. We went and saw like Taquamenon Falls. We saw pictured rocks, which was pretty unimpressive since from our vantage point, we were on top of the rocks. We could not see the actual pictured rocks. And I found out that Linda apparently was not a fan of camping either, because she brought a microwave and a coffee maker along on this trip. So we used that to have our meals, and we set up the tents. There was one for me, Josh, and Zach. There was one for Linda, Scott, and Trevor, one for my mom and Dan, and another one for all of the electronic equipment and food, pretty much. That night, it happened to be a major thunderstorm, which obviously was not a great weekend to go camping, but it was overnight. We weren't too concerned. So I was, at the time I was 12, I was like, hey, you know, Josh, we have total freedom here. We could just stay up as late as we want, you know? And Josh was like, sure, that sounds like a great idea, and like fell asleep in 5 minutes anyway. But soon after, Linda came in and to check up on us, and she was like, why are you all wet? And I was like, what? I didn't notice. We were in sleeping bags. Apparently, while setting up the tent, Trevor was having fun playing with the little zipper on the bottom of the tent and left it completely open so that our tent was flooding, and we were totally unaware of this. I ended up sleeping in the back of Dan's truck overnight. Josh and Zach moved into Linda's tent, and we fortunately my TV and stuff was okay and in the process. And the next day we went home, and that was the first and last time that my family went camping.